Hola a todas. Hey everyone, I'm Angelique Voices, bienvenue, and welcome back to the Polyglottal Stop, where you can hear some thoughts on language learning from a polyglot. I'm not a wannabe anymore, I'm just gonna own it. Maybe you'll learn something new, maybe not, but hopefully you have a good time while you're here. Anyway, vamos comenzar, let's get started. So, you know something that I've found annoying since way back when? It's the way patriarchy shows up in languages. I know this isn't a topic everyone will relate to, and I know a lot of people think patriarchy doesn't really affect them, but hey, you're here for my thoughts, right? So, this is the pet peeve or language low that I'm talking about today. The way patriarchy shows up in some languages and therefore in language learning apps. So, what's patriarchy? Patriarchy is a social system in which men hold primary power and dominate in roles of political leadership, moral authority, social privilege, and control of property. Basically, it's a society governed or dominated by men. In French, c'est le patriarcat. Portuguese, o patriarcado. Spanish, el patriarcado. Basically the same word, but with a different pronunciation as Portuguese. And in Korean, it's apparently pukwon sahwe. But I can't confirm or deny that. That's just what Google Translate says. Now, the female version of this, where women hold primary power in a particular society, is a matriarchy, and the type of society that holds everyone in equal regard is known as egalitarianism, or some places say equalitarianism, but I haven't heard that as much. Now, I studied Spanish for 7 years, starting in fifth grade, and in seventh grade, I was taught that in a room filled with women, if there was even one man present, we were to address the room using the masculine noun. So if there were 28 female teachers and 5 male teachers, did we refer to the group as las profesoras? No, we were to say los profesores, which didn't make any sense to me, even at that time when I was like, what, 10 or 11? And when the gender of the person was unknown or unidentified, we had to use the masculine noun form as well. Now, later on, I learned that it was the same for French. But of course, I was in seventh grade back in 1997 or 98, and we're now in 2020. So things have changed a bit as society and therefore language has evolved. However, the patriarchy still persists, as do the people who believe there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, there are people who defend it today. So it's no surprise that a lot of patriarchal practices remain, some of which we don't even think about. Now, how does this translate to language learning apps? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll give you a couple examples. One of the apps I use is called Memrise, and I really like this app. I should say that first. It's a good app. I've been using it just about every day for the past several months. But whenever a word comes up that changes depending on gender, the masculine always comes first, and in many cases, it's the only one the app will say out loud. So for example, the number one in Portuguese is uma or um, and in the app, it is presented as um with uma in brackets, and the voiceover will only say um. Now in this particular app, across the French, the Spanish, and the Portuguese courses that I've done, that I am doing, if the second option is in brackets, the voiceover typically doesn't voice the second option. And in most cases, that option is the feminine version of the word. Now, as you can imagine, this is a problem for me because I'm a woman and kind of need to learn the words that are most relevant for me. Now, if there is a male and female version of a noun and Memrise does not put either of them in brackets, then the voiceover voices both words. But as I mentioned before, the masculine always comes first, and sometimes it only has the masculine form, as if there aren't female soldiers. I mean, la soldat is valid in French, but it just doesn't exist on this app, which is, I don't know, I don't understand that. Now, it would be nice to see it switched up a bit every now and then with the feminine presented first, but this is kind of what living in a patriarchy is like, right? The masculine is presented as the primary or the sole option so often, many of us don't notice or even question it. And we see it in English as well. It's not just these other languages that I've been studying. Even though we don't have masculine and feminine nouns in English, in a group of men and women, we are more likely to say, hey guys, than we realize. I make a conscious effort to say, hey, everyone, or hey, folks, because even I will default to saying guys if I'm not paying attention. Now, if you rewind to the beginning of this episode, you'll hear that I said hola a todas instead of the standard hola a todos, which is the translation you'd get if you put hello everyone into Google Translate, for example. If you translate hola a todas, you'll find it also means hello everybody. So why isn't it presented even as an option when you go to translate hello everybody in Spanish? Now, I've been in spaces where there is only one man and several women, and that man, when addressing only women, will still say, hey guys, or you guys. It's so pervasive that many people would argue today that guys can be perceived as gender neutral nowadays. Now, I understand this notion, but I disagree, because when we're describing a group of women, we never call them a group of guys. We never say, hey, look at those guys over there, if you know that it's a group of only women. So why does this bother me? I mean, it's all I've ever known, so why not just accept it? Well, for the same reason I don't accept racism. Intense. I know, but changing the way we approach language in this fundamental way does not happen by accident. It requires people making different choices. So I do, and I would encourage you to do the same. Even if you don't, I'd be really happy if you at least notice how you use your language a little more going forward. If you made it all the way to the end of this episode, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing your time and attention with me for these few minutes every week. Now, if you have thoughts on this that you'd like to respectfully share with me, please put it in a comment on this post or record your own playlog and let me know about that in a comment so I know to go and check it out. As always, you can reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook at Angelique Voices and Instagram at angeliquevoices.mp3 if you're feeling fancy. Join me next week when I'll share something else I think is pretty cool or weird or annoying. And just so you know, Indigenous lives matter. See ya.